Well, good morning, friends, and happy midweek. Happy Wednesday. This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Hope everybody's doing okay on a midweek. Got a great show as always lined up. I hope you enjoyed. I really do. I hope you enjoyed our special Memorial Day taping that I had did on Monday. We took a day off yesterday. We needed a much-needed break. We were polishing up Faith Studio 1. That's where we're broadcasting from. And our brand new facility that we have here, the podcast studio. And things are starting to kind of look a little bit better for Texas. A lot of people are out and about, and that's good for Memorial Day all across the country. However, I won't get into any kind of political thing or a lot of people not wearing masks, and everybody has their opinion. But it would be nice if we all work together and slow the spread. Of course, God's going to be the one that come up with the vaccine, so we need to continue to pray for that. I'm going to kind of leave it at that. I know it's a touchy issue for a lot of us. I still do wear the mask from time to time, so I'm going to continue to heed what the doctor's orders are as far as that. Now, you guys can do whatever you want to do, but I'm just trying to protect myself, people around me as well. So, that being said, I will stop the political part of it. And again, thank you, friends, for tuning in. I want to remind you, you can always like me on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. Tell your friends about me. Also, we are, of course, syndicated on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, now Google Podcasts, we should call it, Google Podcasts. There's an app you can download for free. It's called, if you got an iPhone or Android, Google Podcast. Search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, and subscribe for free. Also, we're on Apple Podcasting. We're on everything, all the mananas. Even Google me up, okay? Also, you can email me questions, comments, new music, Christian music, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also got a 24-hour day, 7 days a week, prayer line, call or text, 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Let's talk about what's going to happen on our show on a midweek today. What do you say? All right. Got a Bible devotion coming up here shortly, entitled, The Bible is True. Also, Baker Shine is stopping by. Actually, he already is here at Faith Studio 1. He'll be joining us here in a little bit. We haven't talked to him in a while. And got some great Christian music lined up. Also, I'm going to be teaching Bible teaching with some Bible help. Going to help you guys out. Are you ready? Today's lesson is going to be on why God isn't answering your prayers. He does answer prayers, and I'll be able to better explain that. But maybe your prayer isn't being answered right now. So we're going to give you somewhat of an answer on that, okay? Hope you enjoy it. Again, thank you for all the love and support. We're now at 1.6 million listeners. That's right, 1.6 million listeners are listening to our show. I thank each and every one of you guys. All right, well, let's get rolling. Get that coffee going. Get your exercise. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, here we go. Some of you guys put you in the young stage. Some of y'all remember Jack Elaine, if you lived, well, all across the country. He was a well-known exercise enthusiast. And my mother used to turn it on. She'd wake me up, say, come on, we're going to, she'd wake a couple of us boys up. You know, I'm the oldest out of three brothers. She'd say, come on, we're going to go do some exercising in the house. It was pretty cool. You just put it on like, well, you put it on this Channel 11 back then. And Jack Elaine would be up at 5 a.m. every day during the week doing his exercising. And what a good man he was. Of course, he's gone now. I think he passed away about 2 years ago. Okay, that's like I was doing that 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, that's the jumping jacks, of course. All right, well, today my Bible devotion is on The Bible is True. Now, Scripture reminds us in the book of Psalms, chapter 119 and verse 89 says, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." You know, friends, as we survey the world scene with the Bible in hand, we know we do not worship an absent God, not at all. In fact, he is standing in the shadows of history, and he's still working to bring us his plans to completion. Therefore, we are not distributed by the pictures of the chaos, the violence, the bloodshed, and the war that fills our television screens and floods our newspapers. We know there are consequences of humanity's evil and sin caused by our own rebellion against God. Every headline, every news report confirms what the prophet Jeremiah said centuries ago. The heart is deceitful above all things and despotically wicked. Who can know it? Find that in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17 and verse 9. But never forget, God will speak history's final word. Every day the world moves closer to the time when Jesus will return. Satan will be defeated and God's perfect plan will be fulfilled. Excuse me. So no matter how foreboding the future, the Christian knows the end of the story and it will be glorious. So don't lose heart. The best is yet to come. Amen. Amen. All right, everybody stand by. One of a fan favorite that everybody loves, Baker Shine, is getting himself another cup of coffee. Stand by, Baker Shine. Is heading it right over here to the mic at Faith Studio One. Baker Shine asked me before he got on the air here just a second. He wants to play his new intro music, so we're going to play it in its entirety. So here we go. Thank you. Amen. Yes, indeed. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children and everybody that's grown all across the world, let's give a mighty fine cheer, a long cheer, and a hand clap. And I love that song, by the way, to my friend, my dear friend, Baker Shine. Baker Shine, how you doing?
See, I thought you would love that very much. Here's Baker Shine. And hello, everyone. Baker Shine checking in on Face Studio One.
Yes, indeed. I love that. I am so glad, my friend, that you wanted me and you had asked me if you would play that. And boy, what a great song. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. You know, when I was a children's church director, which I was a children's church director for 3 years, had the honor to do that, working for the Lord. I did different things, of course. And one of them was being a children's church director. We used to sing that song from time to time. You know, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And back then, you know, we invited even the parents to come in if they wanted to come in. If they didn't want to be at the church, inside the church. And that was, of course, if they had a guest speaker or something, and some of them would want to be in there, some of them would want to be in there with kids. Because I would need volunteer helpers from time to time. And one of the songs we did is this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And also when I did puppet ministry, too. So I've done a lot of different hat tricks, I guess you could say, in ministry work. And that was just one of my songs that I just really enjoyed with the kids.
Yes, indeed, S.E.A. And I'm going to tell you something right now. When I go in the bakery and I'm back there and I'm baking cookies, I always whisper, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Hey, that's okay. Even at what? You're what, 82, 83?
No, I'm 85 there, young man.
Oh, okay. Well, 85. You don't even look it. But you know what? It's an honor and privilege to have you on my show from time to time when we can have you on there. And I'm glad you're doing okay. Are you been wearing your face mask?
I sure have. I've been wearing, you know, have you seen this new one I got? It's a package. It's in a package right now. And I'm fixing to unravel it. And we'll put it on. Hang on 1 second.
Okay. He's taking it right off. He's about 6 foot distance from me, friends. Oh, yeah. Okay. He's adjusting it.
That's right. Can you see it now?
Yeah, it says Baker and then Shine and the little bakery things. How cool is that?
Yes, what I'm saying, Baker Shine. So yes, God has been so good to me, C.A. I'm going to tell you something. I want to share a little testimony if we got just a moment.
You know, we've always got time for you. And yes, please go ahead and share your testimony.
Well, the other day, I was at the grocery store. Now, when you go to the grocery store now, you got these signs, especially down at Walmart, says go this way, go that way. It's like a traffic, you know, learning how to drive, right? So Baker Shine was in the wrong lane. Now, nobody ever grabs at Baker Shine, but there was a lady that just was totally confused. Now, she was probably about 60-something years old, and she said, excuse me, sir, do you ever follow these little arrows and all that? And I said, you know what, I try the best that I can, but it's very, very confusing.
Yes, it is. And you know what, Walmart's, I don't think they really, it doesn't really matter to them, especially one that I know, the big Walmart, not too far from Faith Studio One. The managers and the management team, the employees, they're really good about it. In fact, that one day, the last time I was there, the gentleman said that he had some Lysol spray, off-brand Lysol spray. And I will tell you, great value, and I'm not trying to advertise for them, has just as good as a product as regular Lysol. It's the same, just a name difference, and you pay cheaper penny.
That's true. And you know what? I got me a can of, and it was only one limited can of great value, the Lysol off-brand spray. And the gentleman said, Baker, said, here you go. So I got one for the store now, too.
Well, are you able to seat people? I guess the governor opened it up where if you wanted to, you could.
We haven't really got there yet, C.A. I'm a little nervous about it. I'm going to kind of wait and see what happens. My counterparts that are next to Baker Shine Studio, I mean, not Studio, Baker Shine Bakery Shop, We got an Italiani store right next to, or it's Italiani. It's not the Italiani's that you think, but it's an Italian restaurant. It's really good. And then we got a clothing store to the right of me. Now, I will tell you this. The Italiani is doing, opened up a little bit at the 25 or 50%. I don't know what the governor, I try to follow sometimes what he does. But I think that the best that I remember, I think that they're about 50%. And he's being very cautious. Now, me, I have not as of yet. And my counterparts that do bakery, they haven't. A couple of them in the area have not either. And we will eventually.
Yeah, I know. Just be safe. Keep everything disinfected. I know you got a couple of the, you got three or four employees that work for you?
Well, I got a total of four because I'm very popular. We do a lot of delivery, a lot of pastry deliveries. Tis the season for weddings. It's going to be very unusual for the weddings. But you know what? God's good, and I'm just going to let him handle it.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. And you know what? Yes, you just need to be careful and just put it all in God's hands. Well, I'm so glad that you came by for a short little visit. Thank you for bringing that song along to kind of, you know, this little light of mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine. I think that that's awesome. That gives us kind of an uplift, kind of brings us back on our childhood memories. I encourage a lot of my listeners, if they get a chance to hear my journey, you got to go all the way back. I think once a year I'm going to kind of share my journey in different segments. We're working on, we're inching on 2 years being on the air on iHeartRadio. Not there yet, but we're getting there. So again, thank you, Baker Shine. And can you tell us about this next song coming up before you head out?
I sure will. Now, I just want to say one thing. If you need any bakery, cupcakes, cookies, if you got a wedding coming up, Caleb, hello, Caleb, Ebony.
Yes, I'll be officiating in their wedding real soon. I believe Caitlin's is coming up too. She's got her own deal going. Yeah, Caleb and Ebony, I got to meet with them real soon on their wedding anyways. But, yes, he listens. He's a big listener.
Well, I tell you what, y'all come by and let Baker Shine bake you a cake. Get your wedding cake ready for you.
That's right. I'll keep telling him about you. Well, you take care, buddy. But before you do, will you tell me about this next song?
I sure will. This next song is a Rich Mullins song, everybody's favorite. You got it. Awesome God. Baker Shine signing off. Be safe.
Thanks, Baker Shine. Awesome God. Here we go. Rich Mullins on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday.
Awesome.
Amen. God, you reign. One of my favorites, Lincoln Brewster, on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Well, today, that's right, today being a Wednesday, going through my archives, I'm going to be Bible teaching, giving you some Bible helps on reasons why God isn't answering your prayer. So let me ask you something, friends. Do you ever feel like God isn't answering your prayer? I heard someone last week who asked, how long am I supposed to pray if God continues to ignore me? Well, it might feel like that God is ignoring you when he doesn't answer your prayers by the way you're hoping. But Scripture offers us insights as to why God might appear to be silent. In fact, friends, one verse that I found most helpful in my own life when it comes to unanswered prayers is in the book of Psalms, chapter 84 and verse 11. Excuse me. In which the psalmist says, no good thing will God withhold from those who walk uprightly. I've also found in my life, and these will probably be helps for you, three principles and loads of encouragement in this verse for why God might not be answering my prayer or yours. He does answer prayers. This will give you some helps. First thing I want to tell you is God's idea of a good thing might be different than yours. And that's true because you might be praying for your husband, your wife, your significant other, your boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, or even a job, especially in today's time, you've been hoping for. Or some of y'all, like every Tuesday or Wednesday, or nearly every day whenever if you play a lotto, hoping that you'll win the lottery and you can just retire and forget about it, right? Or come close to retirement. But why would God not give you any or all three? Okay? Think about that. Because even though you might feel it's good for you to be married, because I got two of them that's going to be married, my niece and my nephew, here before the year's out, the next few months, or to be working in a job you like, or to have more money. You see, God's opinion might differ. Just because something makes us happy doesn't mean it's good for us eternally. And God has our eternal best in mind. In fact, if you take it to the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, Jesus said, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? You know, we want our children, our teenagers, and even our children that are grown to be happy, but not at the expense of their health. And therefore, we do not give them candy at every meal. Think about that. We want them to hold down a good job, but we don't want that job for them because learning responsibility and the consequences of bad decisions, for instance, are healthy and good for them in the long run. So what do? You trust that God, your Heavenly Father, knows what's best for you and your kids growing up. And while you may be heartbroken at his no, he very well be sparing you a bigger heartache down the road. Second point I'd like to tell you is that God is waiting for you to be obedient. Think about that. Have you been obedient to God lately? Think about this, friends. Scripture exhorts husbands and wives exhorts husbands to be considerate of their wives, to treat them with respect, also so that their prayers are not hindered. You can find that in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 3 and verse 7, and in Psalms, chapter 84 and verse 11, it says, no good thing he will uphold for those who walk uprightly. So let me ask you this, are you walking uprightly? Is your life not only obedient but surrendered to him? If not, I want you to think about this, that God might be withholding or refusing to acknowledge your prayers to get you back into line and his will and his purpose. Another point I want to make is it isn't the right time. God has three answers. Everybody knows what they are. You want to take a guess? 2 second guess? I'll tell you. Yes, no, and wait. Because he can see what eternally is best for people like me, people like you. And he can also see what's coming down the road. And we can't. He don't want you to crash and burn. He wants you to have a good life. So you got to trust his judgment. And a lot of people don't. And I've made mistakes in the past where I didn't trust God's judgment. I have, you have. We're normal human beings. So don't second guess him, because his timing is always better than yours. So if you're walking uprightly and you're asking what is truly a good thing, then according to Psalms chapter 84 and verse 11, I reflect back on that, God is not withholding after all. It just isn't time. Another point I want to make is you aren't asking in faith. So how we pray is just as important as what we pray for. If you go back to the book of James, okay, chapter 1, verses 5 and 8, Scripture reminds us, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe, and no doubt, because of one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown away and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Furthermore, I want you to keep in mind, in Hebrews chapter 11, it's a famous verse, verse 6, Scripture reminds us and says, and without faith it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So ask in faith and without hesitation or doubting. God may be waiting for you to truly believe he will do what you are asking for. My fifth point and final point. God has something better for you than what you're asking for. This is my favorite reason for why God says no, if you think about it. And it probably would for you. But we so often forget to consider it. Because he is good and he knows what eternally is best for us. And he doesn't want us to settle. God sometimes says no, or he closes a door. Because he has something better for us. And we haven't even thought to ask for. He is one who can do immeasurable more than we could ask or imagine. If you go to Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20, timing, trust his timing, trust his no, and trust his idea is eternally best for you. He really is a good father. Amen. Amen. I know it's kind of short, but in closing on this, just like I said, yes, no, wait. Now let me share something with you, and you can probably relate, and I don't mind. One time I was praying for a good job, a very good job, and in my younger years, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed. I always thought I was going to be a machinist. My late Uncle Henry, who went home to be with the Lord in the year 2000, kind of inspired me, but I thought, there was three things I always wanted to be. At least I thought I was going to be when I was in high school. One was a machinist, a mechanic, or a minister. Well, out of the three, two was fulfilled. I wasn't a machinist. I did become a mechanic. I went to auto mechanic school back in, I graduated in 1984. I was in there for 2 years, which was, believe it or not, four-hour classes, taking the 1950 or the 57 Chevys apart, putting them together. And, you know, I kind of regret wanting to do that because I could have kind of went in there and mixed and mingled with the kids that are my age that are grown now and grandparents. And I'm not there yet, but if you catch my drift. But then I also became a minister, an ordained minister. I did go to Bible college, And I've had a wonderful journey, which has led me to doing nursing home ministry. I became an entrepreneur, opened up two businesses. One was a very well-known notary company with package and delivery. Did that for many years. Very well, it was very, I mean, I can't even explain. One day I'll share it on my journey. But then I also created an organization on top of that. And I did nursing home ministry. And then God spoke to me and he said, I want you to do radio. I want you to do podcasting. And then I, next thing I know, a listener told iHeartRadio about me because it was just me and my son. And God took that little thing and he blossomed it almost 2 years. Talked to New York up there in iHeartRadio. They accepted me in. They said here recently, we want you to change your name from Christian Podcaster and Friend, which is hard because I'm still everybody's friend, to change it to CA On Air Personality on iHeartRadio. No radio experience whatsoever. In fact, I will tell you that me and my brother used to do travel shows back on the 8-track cassettes, and I love it. I love talking. Maybe that I'm missing my calling. Maybe my radio friends that know me, maybe I need to get on some of those radio stations. Huh? You think? That might be a good thing. And I love Bible teaching. I do my own producing. The characters, I do every one of them. Sometimes you may hear my voice, sometimes you may not. I encourage you, I'm a very uplifting person. I love Jesus with all of my heart. Without him, I've got nothing. But I've always waited on three things. Yes, no, or wait. But back to what I was saying on this job, I was like, Lord, I really want this job. No. Lord, I really want this job. I still heard the nothing, the no. And then one day, it was yes. Of the clear blue sky out of a job. So it wasn't really that particular job. He planted a seed in another job and another job. And that's what he's going to do in your life. Whether it's jobs, whether it's relationships, whether it's your marriage and you're wanting children, remember, no, wait, or yes, or no, or yes, no, or wait, however you want to put it in wording. You see, in closing, our timing, we can't just say, God, I want this right now. I want it right now. You don't look at it that way. We have to open our heart. We have to be humble. We have to be obedient and listen to him. And in closing, here at Faith Studio One, I want to say a prayer for you. And whatever you're going through right now in your life, trials, tribulations, this COVID-19, we're praying for vaccines or a vaccine that will end this. It's all in God's timing. Ain't my timing. Ain't your timing. He does have a brain to use our book smart. It's in his timing. But let's pray. Will you come united in prayer and close out on a Wednesday? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do, dear Jesus. Father God, I thank you today for letting me do the lesson on why prayers aren't being answered. But you know what? We know that they will be answered, and it's all in your timing. And Lord, there's some of us, and there's prayers that I still have, and I question sometimes, but I should keep in mind and remember and remind my friends that, hey, look, yes, no, or wait. And what they need to do is, like me, wait on you. And in the norm, it's hard for us to. But Father God, we know that you've got a master plan. We know that you've got something lined up for us. And whatever it is in our lives, that it's going to be blessed and fulfilled. Pray you keep each and every one of us healthy and safe. For we ask it in your precious name, dear Jesus. Amen. So there you go. Remember, yes, no, or wait. Wait upon the Lord for your answer. Pray about it. If I can help you out, let me give you my 1-800 number, 1-800-978-9735. That's right, call or text prayer line. Also, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Okay, friends, this is CA, your Christian on-air personality, on iHeartRadio. I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life. L-I-F-E. We'll catch you tomorrow on a Thursday. Bye for now.